Blog Talk Radio. Savior, Jesus our Christ. Good God day to all of you. This is the day that our Lord has made, and we will rejoice on purpose and be glad in it, no matter what we may face. Why? Because our Lord is good, and His mercy is new every morning, and it is from everlasting to everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, and I would like to welcome everyone to today's broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, live from H&LC Studios. I give all worship and all praise and all honor and glory and adoration to the head of my life and my everything, my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. I give recognition and respect to my pastors, Chief Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles and Lady Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel Deliverance Center Church, located in Southfield, Michigan. And I also give respect to my covering and my sponsors and the founders of Harvest New Life Church International, Apostle Charles E. Ellis and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas. I thank God for them allowing me to be a part of the H&LC Studios broadcasting team, all for the glory and honor of God. You can listen to my podcast called Food for Thought any time of the day on Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, Spotify, Breaker, iHeartRadio, and Odyssey, which used to be radio.com, any time of the day, and on other many other podcast platforms where we study the Word of God together. All you have to do is type in the Little One, Food for Thought, and the podcast should come up. We're going to give everybody an opportunity to get their study tool, all the things that we use when we get together to study the Word of God on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we'll be right back with a word of prayer and get right into our study. Amen. All right. I trust everyone has had an opportunity to get their Bibles and notebooks and pens and paper, all of the things that we use when we take this sacred time to set aside to just be with God and His Word and hear what He has to say to us as the Spirit gives utterance. Amen. We thank God for this season, because truly Jesus is the reason for this season. And no matter what we go through, no matter what we face, we will lift up our eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh our help. For our help comes from the Lord, who is the maker of heaven and earth. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but our help comes from the Lord, maker of heaven and earth. This is a joyous season, and yet it is a season that often brings feelings of despair. But we must remember what we need to think on. If Jesus is the reason for this season, our focus must be on Him. Why did He come? What did He do? How has He enriched and enhanced us, our lives, and the lives of our families? Jesus the Christ, the hope of glory. He is our hope. He is our comfort. He is our joy. He is our everything. Amen. Let us go before the throne of grace with a word of prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this day, a day which we have not seen before, as we are beginning to close out this year, Father. Lord, this we choose to rejoice in you. This day, we choose to look to the hills from whence cometh our help. For our help comes from you, O God, maker of heaven and earth. This day, we choose joy. This day, we choose love. This day, we choose you, Lord Jesus. You give us the strength and the endurance to stand. Having done all to stand, O God, we stand, therefore. For the scripture says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength, who strengthens me. Jesus, you are our strength. You are our hope. You help us to go through, and you are with us as we do. Lord, we ask that you hide us all behind the cross so that it is all of you and none of us that is demonstrated and seen in the lives of others on this day. And Holy Spirit, I ask that you put your words on my tongue and on my lips, that which you will have me to deliver unto your people day, which is your day, which you have made and given unto us as a gift. Father, we pray a special prayer for all those who may be going through at this time due to the loss of loved ones or any type of circumstances that they may be facing. Holy Spirit, you are the comforter, and we ask that you wrap your loving arms around them. Comfort their heart. Comfort their spirit. Comfort their mind. Bring them the peace. Peace, Lord Jesus, which passes all understanding. And let them know beyond a shadow of a doubt that all is well. And everything is all right. This we ask, and we thank you for. We thank you for answered prayer, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise be to the Almighty God. Praise be to Jesus. The living Jesus. Oh, he is alive. He is alive and he lives forevermore. Amen. Today, of course, is the day before Christmas Eve. And it is time to remind ourselves what Christmas is all about. The coming of our Savior, our Lord and Jesus. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, the birth of him in the earth, when he came from heaven to sojourn and live among his men. He came as flesh to redeem and save men, all of mankind, from our sins. And to restore us back through the saving of us, through the redemption of our sin, back into right standing with God. so we can have a beautiful relationship and fellowship with him. Amen. Our study is coming from Luke chapter 2. I will be reading from the Amplified Classic Edition, and we all can follow along in our translations as we always do when we study together. Amen. Let's begin reading in verse 1. It says, "In those days it occurred that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole Roman Empire should be registered. This was the first enrollment, and it was made when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all the people were going to be registered, each to his own city or town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the town of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of the family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his espoused or married wife, who was about to become a mother. And while they were there, the time came for her delivery, and she gave birth to her son, her firstborn. And she wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room or place for them in the inn. And in that vicinity, there were shepherds living out under the open sky in the field, watching in shifts over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood by them." Can you imagine those shepherds watching their flocks by night? And all of a sudden, an angel of the Lord stood by them. It says, "And behold," in verse 9, "an angel of the Lord stood by them, and the glory of the Lord flashed and shone all about them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid.'" That's how you know God. He said, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which will come to all people, no matter what race, no matter what age, no matter what creed, no matter what nation, no matter what financial status or educational status. Good news and great joy will come to all, for to you is born this day in the town of David a Savior." A Savior. What does that word really mean? Savior. And how does that title of who Jesus is relate and mean to us individually? What did he save you from? My soul looked back in wonder. How I got over, the songwriter says. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? When we sit back and think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for us, our souls should cry out hallelujah. Thank God for saving us. Savior, Master, Jesus, For to you is born this day in the town of David a Savior, who is Christ, the Anointed One in His anointing, the Messiah, the Lord. Jesus, there is something about your name. You are Master, Savior, Jesus, like a sweet fragrance after the rain. Oh, Jesus, just say the name, Jesus, Jesus, let all heaven and earth proclaim that King and their kingdoms, they shall all pass away. But Lord, there's something. If you just say the name, there is something. Lord, we know there is something about your name. At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, and every tongue will frankly and openly confess that Jesus the Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Verse 11 says, for to you is born this day in the town of David a Savior, who is Christ the Messiah the Lord. And this will be a sign for you, by which you will recognize him. You will find, after searching, a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Then suddenly, God works that way often. Suddenly. Then suddenly, there appeared with the angel an army of the troops of heaven, a heavenly knighthood, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace among men, with whom he is well pleased. Men of goodwill, men of his favor. Do you see the love of God in that verse for all mankind? The angel said, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace among men, with whom God is well pleased. He sent his son because he was well pleased. Men of goodwill and men of his favor. When the angels went away, verse 15 says, from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing saying that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. So they went with haste, quickly, and by searching, they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known what had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it were astounded and marveled at what the shepherds told them. But Mary within herself all these things and sayings, weighing and pondering them in her heart. Mary, quiet, not saying a word, keeping within herself all these things and sayings, weighing and pondering them in her heart, in the place where no one can hear or see but God. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, just as it had been told them. And at the end of 8 days, when the baby was to be circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Think of the name of Jesus. What does his name stand for in your life? How have we experienced him personally? From birth up until now. And how much more should we want to experience him? And how much more should we want to crave him? And how much more should we want to run after him? And how much more should we want to be near him and with him and by him and speak to him and talk to him and sing to him and give him praise and worship and be grateful to him? And be thankful to him. Tim up. And praise him. In everything that we do. Every little bit of praise. Every little bit of boasting. That we do. Should never focus. And be self-focused. Because in John 15, Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. All praise and all lauding and all adoration and exhortation and compliments go to him. Because if it wasn't for him, waking us up in the morning. If it wasn't for him, sustaining the breath that we breathe. If it wasn't for him, giving us the strength to get up and to walk and to do the things that we do. If it wasn't for him, maintaining our human bodies and faculties. Our eyes to see, our ears to hear, our fingers and hands to move and grasp, and arms to lift, and feet to walk, and legs to hold us up and take us where we're going. If it wasn't for him providing for us, our home, a roof over our head, our clothes on our back, our shoes on our feet, the food that we eat, him providing our daily bread. Reminds me of the model prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. In and on the earth, as it is always done in heaven. Give us this day, not yesterday, not tomorrow, but this day, today, our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, and thine is the power, and thine is the glory. Forever. Ever. Amen. So be it. Verse 21 says, and at the end of 8 days, when the baby was to be circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And the name Jesus means Savior. He will save men from their sins. Verse 22, and when the time for their purification, the mother's purification and the baby's dedication came, according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male that opens the womb shall be set apart and dedicated and called holy to the Lord. And they came also to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout, cautiously, carefully observing the divine law, and looking for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been divinely revealed and communicated to him, to Simeon, by the Holy Spirit, that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. And prompted by the Holy Spirit, Simeon came into the temple enclosure. And when the parents brought in the little child Jesus to do for him what was customary according to the law, Simeon took him up in his arms and praised and thanked God and said, "And now, Lord, you are releasing your servant to depart, to leave this world in peace, according to your word. For with my own eyes, I have seen your salvation, which you have ordained and prepared before and in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, to disclose what was before unknown, and to bring praise and honor and glory to your people, Israel. And his legal father and his mother were marveling at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, behold, this child is appointed and destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is spoken against, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, that the secret thoughts and purposes of many hearts may be brought out and disclosed. And there was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was very old, having lived with her husband 7 years from her maidenhood. And as a widow, even for 80 years, she did not go out from the temple enclosure, but was worshiping night and day with fasting and prayer. She too came up at the same hour, and she returned thanks to God of Jesus, to all who were looking for the redemption, deliverance of Jerusalem. And when they had done everything according to the law of the Lord, they went back into Galilee to their own town Nazareth, and the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom and grace, favor and spiritual blessing. The grace, favor, and spiritual blessing of God was upon him. How great is our God? How great? How great of a hope that we have in Jesus. How beautiful. And all he's waiting for us to do, for those of us who do not know him, all he wants us to do is to invite him in. Invite him into our lives. Invite him into our hearts. Invite him into our spirit. And allow him to teach us and show us himself and his ways. I go back to Luke chapter 2. And we go back to what the angel said. And the angel said, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace among men with whom God is well pleased. Men of good will and of his favor. The grace of God, the unmerited favor of God, from his unfailing, agape, unconditional love for all mankind came in Jesus the Christ. For to you is born this day in the town of David a Savior, who is Christ the Messiah, the Lord. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for Jesus. Thank you, Abba, for Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Thank you for saving us, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that we can experience eternity in your presence. Thank you for being the mediator between us and Abba. Thank you for cleansing us of our sin and our unrighteousness. Thank you for forgiving us, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that because of you, we have hope, and we know that you will bring us to an expected end. Thank you, Lord, that we can look forward to all good and perfect gifts which come from above, from Abba, the Father of light. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you stand for. Everything that you have become to us, oh God. Thank you for making yourself even more real to us. More real than you have ever been in our lives. As we crave you and run after you, for you are inexhaustible. You are inexhaustible. And you are eternal. Lord, make us more like you. Teach us your ways. Holy Spirit, teach us, lead us, guide us, correct us, show us. Lord, show us your face. We long for you. And we long and desire to be pleasing to you and in your sight. Thank you, Lord, for this day and for this season in which we celebrate goodwill and peace that came to earth to all mankind. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, we bless you. We magnify you. We glorify your name. Thank you, Jesus. For you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be adored. We glorify you and we thank you. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Truly the Lord is good. He is good and he is awesome and he is so excellent. And he is so perfect. There is none like him. There will never be any like him. There is none above him. There is none stronger. There is none more powerful. There is none more excellent. His name, Jesus, is the name above every name. May the Lord continue to bless us. May the Lord continue to keep us. May the Lord continue to make his beautiful face to shine upon us. May the Lord continue to be gracious unto us, and may the Lord continue to lift his countenance and turn his face toward us as he looks upon us so lovingly and sweetly and tenderly, kindly and mindfully. And may the Lord continue to give us all his divine peace, his divine shalom, his divine wholeness. Nothing missing, nothing broken. And may he continue to give us his love, his joy, his long-suffering, his patience, himself. The fullness of him that filleth us all in all. Amen. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, saying the joy of the Lord is our strength. And the strength of the Lord is our joy. And Jesus is our joy. Amen. Until we meet again, God bless you. Good God day.